A lawmaker who backed the expansion of the state's largest voucher program says it's creating problems. With a 400% increase in the number of public school buildings where students will be eligible for private school vouchers by next school year. So Republican Senator Matt Huffman is joining the calls to make changes before the EdChoice program starts accepting applications in a few weeks. Huffman says the EdChoice expansion has created unintended consequences.
There are a lot of schools on this list that shouldn't be on the list.
So Huffman is suggesting changes, such as restricting vouchers in high-wealth districts and eventually having vouchers of $6,000 for high school students and $4,650 for younger kids paid by the state, not by school districts.
We have some school districts that get $200 from the state, but they pay $6,000 out for a voucher. But there's other school districts getting $9,000 from the state, and they actually make money off the program.
The EdChoice application process opens February 1st, so Huffman said a quick fix is needed. But the House isn't set to come back for voting until the end of January, and the Senate has two sessions next month. A change to the program would have to pass both chambers to be signed into law. Huffman has long backed vouchers, but said he doesn't think vouchers for everyone who wants them is practical or possible under the current system. But he supports that and has twice introduced a bill that would create a program for private and charter school vouchers that would provide them. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.